Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International podcast. We have finished our study of the book of Romans, and now we're just going to be doing some topical sessions on the episodes. I hope that will be an encouragement to you. Today, I am joined by my beautiful wife, Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
So today, we'll just give a little bit of background and some things that we've been processing recently. It's actually all stemmed out of specifically our daughter Natalie's pregnancy. We got great news over the holiday time that Natalie was pregnant and that we were going to be grandparents. So, of course, you're filled with all the joy and wonder and all and expectation of what that will look like. And
our
then,
first grandchild.
Right, our first grandchild. Wow. And so, yeah, fast forward a few weeks into early second trimester of Natalie's pregnancy, she began to experience some complications, which set her on a course in the last 2 weeks of having to go to a high-risk pregnancy doctor, and then lots of different reports or speculations or hypotheses about the development of the baby, whose name is?
Lucas John.
Yeah. And so now they're doing some blood tests of Natalie's blood, which will try to discern some things about the baby or confirm or disaffirm some things about the baby.
Chromosomal
possibilities, yeah. And whatever. There's lots of details. But where we want to focus in this episode is just our own personal process and journey in how we respond to use a biblical term, suffering. Mm. Now, there's a lot of debate about what biblical suffering is referencing, and does it mean just physical persecution for sharing the gospel? Mm. But we think there's a pretty broad spectrum of suffering,
yeah.
You know, and what constitutes suffering.
The pain we go through in life.
Exactly.
Usually as a result of the broken world we
yes.
live in.
Right. And so, you know, when we first got the news about the possibilities that this pregnancy, possibly this precious grandchild, may not all happen the way that we would want to, and there's a lot of history based on our own personal journey.
Yeah, our own experience.
Right.
With special needs children.
Yeah, maybe you could just quickly give a lead into that for the listeners.
We have two children who have Fragile X. It's a genetic disorder that I was the carrier, and we didn't know anything about it until they were older and their characteristics started being evident. And after a lot of research and searching, then we realized, or we learned after blood tests, that two of our children have a genetic disability called Fragile X syndrome. Yeah. And the challenges that we had for years with their challenges, it's a difficult journey as parents.
Yeah. And I think both of us would like to go on record from the very beginning and just to maybe a disclaimer or just a full disclosure that we recognize that everybody's response, interaction with challenges, with these, we'll call it suffering the whole episode. We're just going to use that word because it's a biblical word. Mm. Everybody's response to their suffering is personal, unique, and it comes sometimes preloaded. It comes with our pasts. Mm. And so I think, in all fairness, a lot of what we're sharing is our own personal process. Right. But we also hope and believe that we have some insights, some encouragement from the scripture, from an understanding of God's ways that He wants us to live and process life that will be beneficial.
And things we've learned walking with God through what we've been through.
Exactly.
But that also has contributed to some of our process in hearing that our daughter could have a challenging experience.
Exactly.
I used it again.
That our daughter could suffer.
We don't know that the suffering, the possibilities, and the loss of the joy of the pregnancy and the baby coming in the unknown.
Right.
Now that we've heard the possible scenarios that could be ahead.
Right.
And that has brought some suffering.
Yeah.
And a lot of that I realize has been because of my own experience.
Yes.
That you don't want it again for the next generation.
And again, we want to go on record as saying that we are faith filled people.
Yeah. And that's why we speak with the possibilities.
Yes. And we know all the narratives of the medical community says this, but we believe the report of the Lord, and you want to stand on the promise and hope of a healthy, normal baby. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
It's also been the awareness of almost the shock, knowing that this isn't have anything to do with the genetic disorder that I carried.
Yes.
But that this is something completely unrelated. And the odds of that, of anything happening again, something different happening.
That's right.
Yeah. It's been a difficult to imagine.
Right.
To accept. So, who knows?
Yeah. And I want to add, too, that, as much as we are faith-filled people and as much as we can hope in, our perception of good, we know from our experience in life, and not that we have to be unique, but I know that we're aware that God has given us a life message, one that we believe is life-giving and gives hope to some people who listen. And it's not about a theological disposition you have to agree with or not agree with, but the bottom line is life doesn't always happen good. It doesn't always
We don't always get what we want.
Yeah, it just is not reality.
Yeah.
So the reality that we do live in is that life brings its challenges. It brings the suffering.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus promised that.
He promised it. That's right. So what is our response to that and it really hit home, and I think this is what resonated in us to do this episode, was we were talking to a good friend in South Africa. She's a counselor and a confidant, mostly to Stephanie over the years, but she agreed to meet with both of us this past week. And she made this comment more in a form of a question. She said something to the extent of, well, how are you going to posture yourself to pull our future hope into the present? Because that's important, and that's where your ability to stand and your strength is going to come, not from any guarantee or promise that something will look like you want it to look, but that there is something beyond.
Yeah.
And that's where, let me read these couple of verses.
Yeah, because that's where our hope is.
Yeah. Let's read the couple of verses and put it in context. I've got a couple. I think Stephanie's got one too. And as always, just at least be encouraged by the word. This is why we love the word and we eat on the word, because it's truth and it's life. So in Romans 8:18, Paul makes this statement, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us." And then another verse in 2 Corinthians 4, which really in our journey with our special needs children over the last 29 years, early on in that journey, God spoke to us deeply through these verses in 2 Corinthians 4. And they became what we call life verses, foundational verses. And Paul says this in verse 16 through 18, "Therefore, we don't lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So a couple of things really stand out to us in these verses. One is that there's glory. It appears in both verses. You know, Paul says that what he's experiencing now by way of suffering is not even worthy to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed. And then he takes it a step further. And in 2 Corinthians, he says that the actual suffering is producing a glory. So, you know, those are just crazy ways to begin to shift your perspective on your sufferings. I think Stephanie's got another verse she wants
and
to add to it.
And it fits in because, yeah, now that you said that, in Colossians 3, verse 2 and 3, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
Wow, there's the glory again, right?
And it's very humbling and sobering that our suffering produces, it brings glory to God.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, and that's our desire, because you want to have something positive that is coming out of this.
Yeah.
That it can make a difference. It's not for nothing. It's not wasted. It's not suffering for no reason.
Exactly. It's not in vain. It's not wasted. It's useful. It's productive. And I think that's the thing that we, well, it's not the thing, but it's a very important thing that we have to get our minds and our hearts and our spirit wrapped around and keep ourselves in this perspective that although now in the momentary process, in the now, we experience a whole myriad of emotions and processes. And maybe we can just also comment on that because, you know, we're very practical people. This is rubber hits the road Christianity, right? So maybe we can comment a little bit on how do we allow emotions? And
let me say one more thing about setting your mind on things above.
Good.
Because it helps to have, or you have to bring yourself back to the right perspective.
Yes.
You know, that there is glory. God gets glory. But I see it as going through a fire. And it's testing our faith.
Yes.
And we choose to believe God even in the suffering, even in the fire, and then our faith is purified, and that brings glory to God. He's looking for faith; it pleases Him. And
well, let's go ahead and read that verse
because
it's another life verse.
Yes, yes.
So, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to obtain an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved for us in heaven, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. Therefore, in this truth we greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials and sufferings and hardships and tribulations, so that the proof of your faith, more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though it's tested by fire, there's your fire, may be found to result to the praise and the glory of Jesus Christ at His appearing.
Yeah.
And so that is what will
That's
bring Him
goal.
Glory.
Yeah.
And the faith and standing, knowing that, you know, we like to burn a fire in our fireplace here in our kitchen, you know, and I think a lot of people enjoy fires, you know, but fires are just, well, they're hot. They're consuming. They burn up.
It changes.
Yeah.
What is burning. It,
the wood changes literally its physical state, you know, and this is crazy that this is the language that the Lord uses in regards to what we go through. And when you're in that fireplace, it is not nice.
No.
It hurts.
Yes.
It burns.
And you don't want
it. You feel it.
You don't ever want to go through it again.
Yeah.
And you don't want it for anybody. And you don't want your children to go through it.
That's right.
But they have to go through their fire.
Yeah.
For their faith to grow. And for their dependence on Jesus to increase.
That's right. Yeah. So these are
painful.
It is painful. And these are very real things. And, you know, I was going to just touch on the importance of the emotional journey, because, you know, we've been back home for the last week and walking this process. And it's just, we have a lot of time alone together, alone as a couple together in our little village here. And it's really been a good time to be alone and to be cocooned, so to speak, just to be able to let our process kind of flow through us, if you can put it that way. Some days are good, some days are bad. On one side, you're doing the quote spiritual work of renewing yourself in the truth.
Yeah.
You know, we do that. Stephanie and I do that a lot. We encourage each other and we help each other. You know, on the days one of us is not there as much and feels strong and courageous to believe in this future glory and what the suffering is producing, we encourage one another. Some days we're really aligned together in it. Some days we're not. But on the emotional side too, because God loves our emotions. He created our emotions and all emotions are permissible, right?
Yeah.
And
it's rather healthier to let them flow and to experience them.
Yes.
And then you can move on free, because if you squelch your emotions, if you suppress them, then they're stuck in there.
That's right.
And they're going to come out eventually one way or the other.
So I think one thing that we do practically for each other is when we recognize strong emotion, strong feelings, all those words, you know, a lot of Christians are scared of emotions, but we're not.
Or the bad emotions.
Yeah, we believe that
bad.
It's all permissible.
Yeah.
We give each other freedom.
Yeah.
And we give each other the space.
Grace. The grace to support.
Yeah. And we don't judge. We don't judge each other. And we encourage each other not to judge ourselves.
We've learned this through a lot of life experience.
That's right.
We didn't know how to
do this.
Or that the importance of this.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to share it.
That's right. So what, you know, the one visual picture that we use, you know, is just let the emotions flow. Let them, it's like a river. They just got to come and flow through and come out and keep flowing.
Or sometimes it's a wave that you feel like you're going to drown.
Yeah.
But it will pass.
That's right.
It won't stay that way.
That's right.
If you go all the way with it.
Yes. Yeah. These for us are very important truths to latch on to. Again, just to encourage you as a listener, whatever it is you're going through that you define in your own life, and it's not just an ultimately subjective thing, you know, you do you kind of generation, but, you know, we can't define what's permissible suffering for each other. You know, God knows the way we're constituted. He knows our personalities. He knows our disposition towards discomfort and challenge, whatever that is. Some people have much more of a robust ability. Some people have a more of, you know, gentle, fragile constitution. There's no judgment, any of that. But God knows what we suffer, and He sees us in that place.
Something I've thought of just now while we're talking that we've learned from our experience that might encourage others is it has helped us. If we don't put our hope in something, even if you want it a lot, and of course we can pray, we share our hearts with the Lord, we give Him everything, and I want to ask Him for what we want.
Yeah.
But our hope is in the Lord. Our hope isn't in, okay, if I do something right, or if I say it right, or if I pray it enough, or if I fast for it, or there's no formulas that we're going to guarantee to get what we want.
That's right.
It's not a formula. It's a relationship. And the Lord promises to be with us.
Amen.
In all these places, in this journey and in the situations that will come, He will be there with us.
Mm.
And our hope is in Him.
Yeah.
Instead of in the outcome that we are wishing that we'll have.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We just heard recently another little interview with Edith Edgar. She wrote the book, The Choice.
Mm,
she was, is she still alive?
I don't know.
I don't know. She may have died, but anyway, she was the remaining survivors of Auschwitz in the Holocaust. And her interviewer asked her, you know, something along the lines of, well, you know, how do you handle that? You went through all this suffering and God didn't deliver you and God didn't do this or do that or whatever. And her response was quick and to the point. She says, yes, but God was with me. And that's exactly what Stephanie's saying, is that God is with us in these places. That's our great reward, is that He is Emmanuel, that He is present, and that He's here, feeling what we feel, understanding how we feel and why we feel it. And yeah, we can take hope in that, and we can take comfort in that.
She's still alive.
Oh, wow. 97. She's a fireball. If anybody hadn't read her book, we strongly recommend it. It will bless you. Yeah, I think that's all that we wanted to share in this episode, unless you have anything else you want to conclude with.
I can't think of anything.
I would like to pray as we end up this episode, maybe for a listener that is just reflecting on what we're talking about and is needing this encouragement right now, or maybe is reflecting back on a past experience they've had and how they, you know, how they could have navigated it differently in light of these truths.
Well, there's always that situation.
Yeah.
And I would say, talk it through, debrief, process everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And give it to the Lord, because there's no condemnation.
That's right.
It's not like, oh, I didn't do it good enough, or
that's right,
I wish I would have believed more, or
right,
we just are where we are, and what is.
Yeah.
And then we can learn from it, though, and we can choose to let the Lord heal those places that have been wounded and disappointed and burned.
Yeah.
You know, because we can get burned in the fire.
That's right.
It's not the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego all the time.
The fire does
burn.
That's right.
But the Lord heals and redeems.
Amen.
And that's another hope, is that in Christ, we do have hope for that future glory, and that He's receiving glory in our suffering, but we also have hope that He can heal us, and that we can, like now, hopefully make a difference to help others.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And we know Him more. That's the treasure, is to know Jesus more, because of all that we've been through, as we hold on to Him and as we look to Him, and the faith is purified, and that's the treasure we have in this life, is a more intimate relationship and a greater dependence on Jesus.
Amen. So good. Well, let's pray together as we end this episode. Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You that You're with us. You're with each person that's listening to this podcast right now, and whoever will listen to it in the future, that You are present. And we thank You for the beautiful truth of Your word that strengthens us and encourages us. And we thank You that it's true that there is a future glory. We thank You that it's true that what we are experiencing now is producing something far greater that we're going to see in the future. We thank You for these verses, these truths that build us up and strengthen our inner man, that we can run the race before us, and that we can receive the hope and the encouragement that we need in times of suffering. Thank You, Lord, that You're continually and always present and leading and guiding and teaching and encouraging us in our journeys. And we just thank you for that. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.